This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. On the InvestUSA.org microphone, this is Lock and Load. And, of course, joining me now from Shooting News Weekly is Dan Zimmerman. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
I'm good. I'm looking at this article that we were talking about before the show. So basically, the Manhattan DA wants YouTube to get rid of legal content. Because how long has it been legal to make your own gun at home?
Since before the U.S. existed.
Yeah. And now we have the YouTubes. Tell me what is his problem with this? I mean, I know they just had this deal with this guy named Dexter Taylor where they caught him buying a bunch of legal components, and they found him guilty of doing nothing illegal, and he's going to go to jail over that for making quote unquote ghost guns in New York
State. Right.
Tell me about this. Tell me what Alvin Bragg. Why has he got time to do this? Isn't he busy making up crimes against Trump?
He doesn't prosecute many people many crimes.
Oh, okay. Oh, but
so he can
I forgot all
selective.
About that.
Yeah, he can be very selective in the crime, the things he focuses on. And one of the things he's focusing on is 3D printing of guns. And he doesn't like the fact that people on YouTube who live in free states and can do what they want legally are putting out videos showing people how to print their own guns because it's perfectly legal to do in 47, 48 states, something like that.
Right.
And people are doing it all over the world. And I hate telling this, but people are doing it in the states where it's illegal too. Maybe even more so. But anyway, he's all up in arms, not about robberies, not about rapes, not about murders, not about people being shot in the subway system, but about YouTube having these videos available. Mm. And he's saying, oh my gosh, before last year, the highest number of ghost guns seized from the streets in a single year was 4. However, this year, law enforcement has already confiscated 57, 4 months into the year. So now he's worried that 15-year-olds can be on YouTube, and YouTube can recommend, YouTube's algorithm can recommend videos that they think the viewer might like, and they're recommending videos that show how to print 3D guns. And he said, here's something, watching video clips about video games on YouTube, including popular Call of Duty, they're getting these... these recommendations to learn how to do that. And he said, they assert that with just a few clicks in a matter of minutes, YouTube's algorithm begins recommending video tutorials on 3D printing. And that they, you don't need an MIT engineering degree. All you need is a computer. You can transition from gaming to manufacturing guns in 15 minutes. So I wasn't aware that just using my computer, I could start printing guns through my Epson printer.
That's revolutionary.
Or my HP.
Yeah.
That is truly revolutionary.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of 21st century I'd always dreamed of. He doesn't mention the fact that you need to buy a 3D printer, you need to set it up, you need to buy filament, and there's a whole lot of work that goes into it. So it takes a lot more than 15 minutes and a lot more investment than just using the computer and the printer that you already have. This guy's absolutely insane, but I think that was demonstrated a long ago. He doesn't really care about crime. he only cares about certain crimes that certain people commit, and the victims of the recidivists who live and breathe on the state on the streets of New York and pound sand.
Right. Well, you know, would you agree that the leftists think that that's just some eggs broken to make the omelet when you're talking about that side of the story?
Yeah, I do think that. I think that's exactly what they think. You know, they've got an agenda and a political narrative that they're pushing, and whatever their future of this country, when they envision it, it doesn't include guns. It never has. It's always infuriating them that America has so many guns and that we have that right enshrined into our Constitution. They hate it, can't stand it, haven't been able to get around it, and the current makeup of the Supreme Court has made their lives infinitely more difficult. So now they're flailing. And one of the ways he could, you know, one of the few ways he could think of to try to curb some of this activity, the legal activity that he doesn't like, is to try to pressure YouTube, as many other politicians have done, to try and cut back on the gun-related content.
But here's the thing. This is the thing about this, though. This is the part that and this is the thing leftists do. And so if guns are so bad, right, and that they always attack that with the guns thing. I've only seen one study where we look at the thing where we're looking at crime per gun versus crime per people. And they always take those two things and conflate them to where they start getting into census versus number of guns out there. And they point out how many guns are over here in this thing. And really, truly, for example, like, and New York would be a prime example of this. And they probably think England is good. They think England is a good model for the way the gun control regime should be. Do you know?
That's their nirvana.
Right. Well, the problem is that with violent crime, in the United States, with violent crime, we get with all the categories of violent crime: the armed robbery, assault with a deadly weapon, homicide, rape. Those four categories. 2.5 million crimes per year. In England, where they have fewer, where we have 120 guns per 100 people, and they have 19 guns per 100 people in England. They have 4.5 million violent crimes per year, with 1/5 of the population. Raw numbers. And you know there's 100 gun per 100 people deficit between it. So it's not about the guns. Crime is not about the guns. It's never been about the guns.
Well, we're always told it's about the guns. How do we explain this discrepancy?
Well, I guess it's probably because most people are just law-abiding. The crime element of the United States, which is always out in the street, is a very small number, and their rate of recidivism is you know, epic. That's the only way I can explain it.
That's what happens if you don't prosecute and incarcerate criminals.
When you let them out before the ink's dry on the police officer's report. Coming up on the first break, this is at ShootingNewsWeekly.com. Shooting News Weekly premiered January the 4th. And we're coming up on we're at the end of April. And in that short period of time, they have become a go-to destination if you're looking for information about the gun culture, what it's about, what's happening in it, what's the latest thing. And that's epic. It used to take years and years and years, but Dan and Jim Shepard, they knew what they were doing. So we'll be right back. More to come with Dan Zimmerman from Shooting News Weekly. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
And welcome back on the InvestUSA.org microphone. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dan Zimmerman from Shooting News Weekly. So 13 banks colluded with the feds to monitor purchases or entirety of gun owners' accounts. What are the banks up to now and why?
Well, it's at least 13 banks they know so far. If you go back and troll through the news years ago. They were saying, people were saying that, certain viewpoints and things like that was being, were being throttled, on social media, and that social media was working with the government to cancel certain accounts that were critical, of the government and that type of thing. And the social media accounts said, oh, no. That's never happened. We don't do that at all. And then the Twitter files came out. And we learned that all of that was true. Well, banks have for years now, going back to the Obama administration, worked with government to debank and cut off services to companies that they didn't like. That was called Operation Choke Point.
Yep.
As part of the Obama administration's effort to make, to delegitimize the perfectly legal business of making and selling firearms. They tried to make life more difficult. Most of that ended under Trump, and a lot of that has come back under Biden to a certain extent, although a number of states have enacted laws that prevent that, or designed to cut those banks off from doing business with the state. Well, now we find out that after January 6th, the government defined extremism down and has been working with these banks to monitor people's transaction records, purchase records, for certain so-called red flag transactions. As the Daily Mail reports, the Biden administration worked with banks to comb through extremism indicators, like the purchase of a religious text, like a Bible, or searches like terms like MAGA and Trump, according to Shocking Revelations, and this also includes the purchases of firearms and ammunition. So the way the government sees it, anybody who buys firearms or ammunition is potentially an extremist, and they work directly with these 13 banks without warrant to monitor people's transactions on a massive scale, working with I think they work directly with the FBI and something called the Treasury's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network.
Now, does typically, in order to get this sort of monitoring on anybody's personal account, wouldn't there have to be some sort of a warrant? Wouldn't there have to be some sort of a crime articulated in order for this to be this this violation of privacy? Is this a violation of privacy if you bank somewhere?
It's certainly a violation of privacy, and you would expect them to require a warrant, but it's easy for the federal government to try to strong arm these banks since they regulate the banks. And I would guess that some enterprising attorneys are going to be looking for account holders whose accounts were monitored and reported to the government. And that's going to be extremely hard to prove. But if they can do that, my guess that would then be the basis for some sort of a huge class action suit against these banks. But that's years down the road, I'm sure.
Now, I remember when they started Choke Point that I think it was McMillan Gunstocks got deplatformed, then Franklin Armory got deplatformed as far as having a bank and everything. And My presumption at that point would be that there would be some bank or some enterprise that would show up there and say, well, this is a void being created here and we could fill this. Did anything like that ever happen during Choke Point? Do you know?
It definitely did. Some banks did step forward. Some big banks like Bank of America, Chase, Wells Fargo, and others, Citi. The big money center banks did decide, hey, we're not going to do business with gun-related businesses, and they called loans and asked people to move their accounts. And then states like Louisiana and Texas and a number of others started to enact financial non-discrimination laws, where banks had to assert that they weren't doing this, because if they did, then they wouldn't have access to these states to underwrite state bond issues and things like that, which is a very lucrative business for a lot of these banks. A number of them have been forced to change these policies, although some of them allegedly lie about that, and they make these attestations. Anyway, with the help of NSSF, has worked hard to get banks, hard to get states to push back against banks by passing these laws, and that's been helpful in recent years.
I would just expect to see. I mean, they're trying. They're doing their best with this. I know, but I mean. I don't know. This is a bizarre world to exist in, isn't it? I mean, when you think about all the things they do and, you know, all the things they seek to restrict, while at the same time they're setting everything up for failure. And, like, let's go back to the ghost gun thing with Alvin Bragg. Is crime up in New York right now? Is crime popping in New York City right now?
I don't know what this statistics are. A lot of places like New York are reporting that crime is down, but I've also read counters to that saying that the reason is because they're not prosecuting the crimes and reporting. A lot of the crimes that are being committed aren't being reported, so these reports of crime going down are actually false if you look at what's actually happening on the street, not the official statistics.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Uniform Crime Report now is never, it's not complete. They, what is it, 40% of the people are not, or 60% of the people are not reporting. So we don't even,
right.
they've even suppressed that. So we're coming up on the next break. This article is ripped straight from the pages of shootingnewsweekly.com. And I mean, you know, these are very thought provoking, critical thinking type articles that need to, you know, they illustrate the things that need to be illustrated and ask the questions that need to be asked. And this is why you would want to go there, because in being informed is a really smoking hot thing at the end of the day. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. Speaker Mike Johnson is still facing threats of removal from some conservatives within his party. Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene said on Sunday that Johnson's days as speaker are numbered after he supported additional military aid for Ukraine. A powerful storm system unleashed tornadoes across the central U.S., resulting in the deaths of at least 5 people, including a baby. 4 of the fatalities occurred due to twisters in Oklahoma over the weekend, with a 4-month-old among them. Cleanup and recovery operations are underway across the region, with reports of extensive damage and destruction in several towns, including Sulphur, Oklahoma, and Minden, Iowa. NBC Universal's Peacock streaming service is set to undergo a price increase just ahead of the Summer Olympics. Starting July 18th, the monthly subscription fee for Peacock Premium will rise by $2 to $7.99 for new subscribers. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
On the InvestUSA.org microphone, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from ShootingNewsWeekly.com. Something in there piqued my interest, and so I'm going to take this moment for him to educate me on what is a barbecue gun. What is a barbecue gun?
Well, that's a term that a lot of people use for special, fancy, or unusually expensive gun that some people have that mostly lives in their safe, but they pull it out on special occasions to go, you know, to a party or a barbecue, and they, you know, they got a nicer gun belt that they normally wear and a nicer holster for that special gun. And in fact, that's why we put this post up, because our friends at Galco have come out with a new line of holsters that are even a step above. I mean, Galco makes nice holsters, but they've got like a step above that, and it's what they're calling their Master Build series, which are handmade, beautiful holsters made of leather, you know, of course, leather. And they've got one for 1911s. They just came out with one for a number of revolvers. And it's beautiful. We've got a nice photo of it there, and it looks beautiful with it. Colt python sitting in the sky's hip. And it's funny because the concept of barbecue gun seems to really be polarizing. It angers a lot of people. A lot of people love it. A lot of people have one. But a lot of other people don't even like the idea of one. They hate the idea of having a gun that you don't want to shoot. A gun that's too fancy to carry on a regular basis. I'm not sure why people get so upset about all that, but anyway, it's a thing.
Well, you know, Nighthawk used to sponsor me, and one time when I was at one of their events or NRA or SHOT Show or something, what I remember is that they had some. a couple of guns up there that they did not want to pull the slide back on. They did not want to drop the hammer on.
Really?
And these were guns that they had built for clients. These were clients' guns and everything, and they just had not had taken delivery of them yet. I did not ask the price. I'd seen some collaborations. You know, they are the core distributor for North America as well with the
right.
very high-end revolvers. And, I mean, Martin, who runs Korth, he built some $25,000 handguns with, mm-hmm. you know, silver and gold inlay and wood and everything. I'm just absolute works of art. Would these be considered barbecue guns, or are they a step above a barbecue gun?
Absolutely. Those are definitely guns. You know, a lot of times people think of barbecue guns, I think of guns that have been intricately engraved, that kind of thing. But not always. We use this photo of, like I said, this Galco holster with a nice Python revolver in it. And to a lot of people, that would be a more expensive gun than they normally own, you know, than the rest of the ones that guns in their collection. And they wouldn't, they don't carry that every day, but they would, you know, on a special dress up and go to meeting kind of thing.
Right. Well, I guess I have a local sponsor here, and I mean, he's a hunter. And he loves revolvers. And like the other day, we filmed a video about the Red Hawk Alaskan series, which
yeah,
is a big, beefy, snub-nosed 44 Magnum or 454. But this is what they
right.
apparently the fishermen of Alaska like to carry these things because while they're fishing, sometimes Kodiak bears or brown bears, depending on where they're fishing, just come right up on them, and they might need something to pop them with. Would that be considered a barbecue gun? Because I looked at the price of these things. I was like, wow, man.
You know, any gun could be considered a barbecue gun. If you normally carry an inexpensive or affordable gun, like, let's say a Taurus or a Kel-Tec, but you also own a Springfield 1911, you know, that costs two or three times as much as your normal carry gun, that could be your barbecue gun.
Right.
It's any gun you feel is special and one that you'd want to wear and carry just on those certain occasions.
Special occasions. Your dress gun.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Your dress gun.
Your dressy gun. I got a dressy gun. I'm quite excited. So while I'm filming the place where I was filming the Alaskans, and then we had done a if things go sideways, which guns do you want to have kind of thing with him.
Mm-hmm.
While I'm sitting there, he says, "Okay, do you want to pick up your gun?" I was like, "Pick up my gun?" He's like, "Yeah, your gun from Terran Tactical Innovations came in," which I knew I had one coming. I just didn't know when it was coming, and. So I picked it up, and I don't know if this is a barbecue gun or not. It has revolutionized the way I think about carry guns, though. And I've only had it since Friday.
And what is this gun?
It is a Glock 43X built in the Terran Tactical Innovations custom carry trim. It has the, you know, I'm sorry?
What does that mean?
Well, it means that when you look at all of the Gucci Glock guys out there that were Zev, Saline Arms, Agency Arms, all the other guys that are out
yep.
there, before they
yep.
were there, it was Terran Tactical. It was Terran Butler. And so, as a matter of fact, the backstory behind that is when Terran started, he was using Salient, who turned out to be using the guys who became Agency Arms for the slide work, right? Because CNC machines are sort of a big thing, and, you know, Terran Butler's more known for training than anything. He doesn't have a factory in Simi Valley. So he needs somebody who can do things, and they outsource them based upon his design. But he was the designer of what is the precursor to the Gucci Glock. Now, the Glock 43X, he ships those out with these 15-round magazines.
Mm-hmm.
And for me... I mean, when they came out with the Glock 45, I said, what would they call the Glock 26 with a 19 grip? And this is it. This is what they call it. It's the, you know, if you get this. So for me, this is going to change. I'm taking it out today to test it. And I'm going to be testing a 10 millimeter, and I'm going to be I'm going to get to shoot a TNE Staccato today. I don't get to keep this one. And I'm going to be having a fun day with it. So last week was a fun FFL week for me.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that 45 with the 15-round magazine, it's wonderful. A lot slimmer than a 26.
Yeah, it is.
Flat 26 is kind of a brick, but their slimline pistols are great.
And apparently now they're making optics that fit on these narrow slides as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, would this be considered a barbecue gun?
Again, it's all relative.
Yeah.
You know, if that's your nicest gun, and even if you don't carry it, if that's the gun you choose to carry on a special occasion, and you want to dress up and look nice, and that's the gun you slip in your holster, then that's your barbecue gun.
I was just picturing a guy out back, you know, with his grill flying and, you know, a nice Stella Artois in his hand while it was spatula in the other, and he's wearing he's got his very ornate holster with his very ornate gun sitting in it, just looking around going, barbecue gun. When I saw that, that was what my thought was. I guess I probably was not thinking with a clear head on that one at all. Maybe that's what Mark wrote about. I'll have to find out. I think Mark wrote a book about it, but we'll find out if he wrote a barbecue gun book or not. We'll find that out. That's the thing to that, and we'll reconvene about that one. Now, as we come up on the last break, shootingnewsweekly.com, like I said earlier, this website launched January 4th. In terms of age, it's still a infant, and yet in terms of what it brings to the forefront for the gun community, it is leading the way. And what Dan did, and Dan in conjunction with Jim Shepard, the two of you, what you guys have put together, is nothing short of miraculous in the fact of what I see as far as how much visibility you guys have today. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
InvestUSA.org microphone. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Dan Zimmerman from ShootingNewsWeekly.com. So apparently the mummified meat puppet, he got out there and he put this pause on everything, and now the pause is no longer a pause. It's permanent. Tell me about this.
Yeah, this didn't really surprise many of us who've been watching this all along and are familiar with the ongoing Biden war on guns. This all came out of, it was one of the outgrowths of Biden creating the Ministry of Gun Control, the new Office of Gun Violence Prevention at the White House. And one of their brainstorms was to put the squeeze on American gun makers by first announcing a 90-day pause, wink, wink, on small arms exports outside the country.
Did he ever give a justification for that?
No, they said they wanted to make sure that there were ways to ensure that the guns weren't causing gun violence problems in countries around the world. And they announced that back in October, a 90-day pause. That was over 150 days ago, of course. And now they've announced that that this 90-day pause, extended 90-day pause, will become permanent, and they're going to issue a new rule. They've got 60 days for current export authorizations to run themselves out, and the public can provide comments until July, but make no mistake, this is absolutely part of Biden's war on guns and gun makers. When he took office, he said the NRA is no longer the enemy; gun makers are the enemy.
Mm.
He said that explicitly, and the Biden administration has stopped at nothing when it comes to making the lives of gun manufacturers, distributors, retailers, and owners more difficult. This 90-day pause, which again is 150 days old, over 150 days old now, has already put businesses into bankruptcy. There's a Tennessee machine shop that makes parts for a number of gun makers around the country. 10-person shop. They do machining, like any unit we mentioned before. CNC machines. They probably have a couple of Haas machines or something like that. And their customers aren't making as many parts and guns. They have less need for parts for guns now because they can't get export licenses. So that is all flown back upstream to companies like this, and they're closing. A company called Outdoorsman Precision Manufacturing in Salina, Tennessee. So the administration, when they first did this, the Department of Commerce estimated that the economic impact of this would only be about $10 million. That's a blatant lie. This one company had somewhere between $5 and $6 million worth of contract that they lost because of the industry itself estimates that doing this will cost it $258 million a year.
Wow.
The Commerce announced the $10 million economic impact because by doing that, that keeps it under some sort of a threshold under which if the economic impact were higher, it would have to have more scrutiny and go through a lot more hoops to get this done. So instead they lie about the economic impact and just go ahead and do this by fiat and just do it. So again, this is all part of the Biden administration's ongoing war on guns and people who make them and people who own them. And unlike using the ATF or the FBI and surveilling, see what Americans are doing when they're buying guns and ammo, in this case, they're using the Commerce Department's regulatory powers to put a halt to gun exports and to squeeze gun makers nationwide.
Now, is that something that they can be taken to court over?
I don't know. I'm sure it would take years. My guess is that they can be sued over this. I'm no attorney, but I think they probably can. And they probably will. But again, that will take years, and the economic impact was just going to mount up, while all this plays out. Who knows what happens in November. If there's a change in the White House, this could go away next year once people who are in charge of the Commerce Department change along with the occupants of the White House. But who knows?
Well, I mean,
in the meantime,
so the problem,
the employees at Outdoor Precision Manufacturing are on the unemployment line.
Right. The problem with this, though, is, okay, let's say they do change and we get President Trump back and all that other stuff. That's a temporary measure. And, I mean, how are these guys supposed to expect to have any longevity in business if the next guy can come along and just take them out by saying, okay, we're doing this to keep people from being murdered, which is always a thing.
It's a very real political risk. Every time the party switches in the White House, your business could be improved or it could be shot to hell.
Right.
And it's just part of working in an industry that has been demonized and lied about, and no matter how legal it may be and how much you may comply with all of the regulatory burdens that go with it, if you have somebody in the White House who is dedicated enough to trying to squash this and please his far left anti-gun constituency, this could happen.
Indeed. Indeed. So I guess we'll see how this goes and everything else. Who did you say had gone out of business? You mentioned a name just a second ago, and I
was a company called Outdoorsman Precision Manufacturing.
Right.
In Tennessee.
And they're out of business now because of this.
They are.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know. The thing about the left, and you tell me if I'm wrong about this, but it seems like in years past, the left always was out there trying to say, well, it's to save lives and it's to do this and to do that. And now they have just taken off that mask and they're just coming out saying, we want to put the gun industry out of business. We want to put the gas industry out of business. We want the illegal aliens to vote for Democrats. I mean, they're basically just stating they're, you know, we don't even have to look at their hand of cards. They're just telling us what they're holding. And they have given up all pretense of pretending. What do you think that is?
Well, I think that the politics has gotten so polarized that they're not even trying to appeal to 70 or 80% for a 50-50 country, and all they care about is their 50%. Plus, on that side of the political ledger, they know that they're going to get the support and backing of the corporate media, which acts as a palace guard. They don't ask difficult or probing questions that might hurt their electoral chances down the road because they're basically on the same side.
I'd be willing to bet, though, that I bet you have as much of a readership as CNN has a viewership. I mean, that's the thing. Corporate media, nobody's watching them.
True. We probably don't yet, but we'll get there.
You're tickling
and,
it.
You know, in that place where we were before,
yeah,
we absolutely did.
Yeah.
We had more unique readers in a month than CNN never gets in any day, for sure.
Yeah. Well, in any event, thank you for taking the time to join me today.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Shooting News Weekly. This is the place to go to catch the latest on what's going on within the gun culture. If you're not going there, you're missing out. You need to go check it out because what they have done with this website in a very short period of time, and I went there on day one, and the difference between it on day one and today is stunning. Thank you very much for joining me. We got hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double check your math, too. Oh yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.